buddy Jimmy Johnson won a national championship on the college level, won two Super Bowls in Dallas, and now you see him every Sunday on Fox. How are you, Jimmy?
I'm doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
A pleasure to talk, as always. And before we go all around the National Football League, at the risk of bringing up a potentially sore subject, yesterday was the 25th anniversary. ESPN did a really nice feature with Doug Flutie and Brent Musburger, who called the game, the legendary game, on that Friday after Thanksgiving 25 years ago, where Flutie threw the miracle pass to win, one of the most unforgettable college football games of all time. And as I was watching it, I saw you jogging out onto the field 25 years ago for that game. I'd be curious to know, from the other perspectives, I bring this up with Golic all the time, when you were involved in a game like that, one of the truly legendarily great games of all time, and you come up a loser, at any point, are you 25 years later, are you able to look back at it and say, I'm just pleased I was a part of a game like that?
You know, Mike, I really don't think a whole lot about it. I'm really amazed at the Boston College grads that they haven't had enough success in the last 25 years. They have to keep reliving that. I've actually had a couple of wins in the last 25 years that I think more about than I do that game back 25 years ago.
Well, that's a great answer.
That's a great answer.
Hey, but there's a lot of Boston College grads, man. They hang on to it, you know.
Yeah.
That's the way it goes.
Yeah, I see a picture of a kick against my Fighting Irish in Tom Coughlin's office all the time when Boston College beat Notre Dame one year. That they like living that one as well. But that was obviously a huge game for Boston College. It was fun to relive it yesterday. That was a game that produced about 93 points. Let's go to a game that produced 13, and in fact, to a team that in the last 2 weeks has only scored 14. The Cowboys score 7 this week in a win over Washington, and 7 last week in a loss to Green Bay, where they could have been shut out in that game. And they looked so well in their 4 wins before that. What's happened to their offense?
Well, I think a couple of things. They're not getting the big plays, and they played really poorly in the Green Bay game. Charles Woodson got on Jason Witten, which is Tony Romo's comfort blanket. And when Witten didn't have a big game, they really struggled. And then, really the same thing last week. But against Washington, you got to take into account Washington's one of the better defensive teams in the league. They play great pass defense. They play great defense. And so even though the Cowboys are struggling to make some big plays, I think going up against Washington probably kept them in check. And it'll be interesting to see if they can expand their offense. And, those receivers that they've got right now, you can play one-on-one coverage on them. And so one of those receivers got to step up and start making some big plays.
So when you look at the three teams that appear to be battling it out for the NFC East with the Cowboys a game ahead of the Eagles and Giants, to you, which one looks like it's built for the long haul?
We tried to talk about this on Fox last week, and really, it's hard to pick one of the three. I think any one of the three. They all play each other here the last part of the season. And I think, of course, the Giant game with the Cowboys a week from now will be huge. I think the Giants playing better defense. They've got some of their defensive secondary back, and so that's helped them. They had a span there after the Saints torched them. Their pass defense really struggled. But I think they're picking it up defensively, and so I don't know that I'd give anybody the edge right now. If the Cowboys can get some big plays back in their offense, I think they've got a chance. Philadelphia, who knows? They're 1 week or the next. You never know how they're going to play.
Boy, they are a Jekyll and Hyde at this point. Still, Brian Westbrook out with a concussion. Not sure how long he'll be out with that. Going to the Minnesota Vikings, having a fantastic year, 9-1. Brett Favre is having just a monster year, 21 touchdowns, just 3 interceptions. But let's throw in, and the 10 games they've played so far, they've played one winning team, and that's been the Green Bay Packers. Every other
They've beaten one winning team.
I'm sorry.
The other one they played was Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh, and they lost that one, and the rest did not have over 500 records. So do you put that into the equation at all with Minnesota and the teams they've played?
Yeah, the quality of the opponents. But, Minnesota's got a lot of weapons. And, I was interested hearing you guys talk about statistics and, quarterbacks and pitchers and, guys, that are getting MVP and statistics. You look at quarterbacks and Brett Favre, he's had 3 interceptions this year. It's amazing, what a supporting cast can do, for a quarterback. You look at the number of interceptions he's had the last 4 years as compared to what he's having this year. Now he's not having to force the ball in there. Now he can depend on the running game. Now people are playing eight-man front against him, and he's playing, you know, he's throwing against single coverage. Now he's got a pretty good defense. And so, you know, so many, just like when the quarterback I had when I was in Dallas with Troy Aikman, if we would have wanted to put up numbers, just flat numbers throwing the football, he could have put up huge numbers. But he worked on the play-action passes, and that way we set up the run for Emmitt Smith. And by running the football, it helped our defense. And so you can't just put up numbers with a quarterback, because a quarterback has such a big part to do with winning, and it helps your entire team.
It's great. Mike, Jimmy Johnson is with us from Fox. The best team in the NFC all season long has been New Orleans. In your view, if you were in the position that Sean Payton is in right now, would going 16-0 be important to you? How much emphasis would you put on trying to go for the unbeaten season?
Oh, I would like to have an unbeaten season, but I don't know that I would sacrifice anything as far as the playoffs and being able to win a Super Bowl. And so I don't know that I would be, you know, forcing players into action that weren't 100% healthy. I'd rest a player, you know, if he was not 100% healthy. I don't know that I'd be sacrificing, you know, a long-term goal for the short-term goal of going undefeated.
Mike and Mike, Jimmy Johnson, who wants everyone to know, particularly in the Dallas area, that during this Thanksgiving holiday, it is important to spend some time with family and friends if you can and have some fun, but also to do it safely. And there's one way you can do it. It's something called the Crown Royal Safe Rides Home Program. Jimmy, tell us about that.
Well, as you guys know, the night before Thanksgiving is one of the biggest bar nights of the year. And so, you know, we want to make sure that people have a plan. And we started this off with the PSA back last summer with Crown Royal and on responsible drinking. And, you know, the main thing, if you're going to go out, it's a team effort. Be prepared. Have a plan. Have a designated driver. You know what you're going to do that night. And here in Dallas, they've got a program called Safe Rides Home, and it's a designated driver program. You know where they're going to have Crown Royal branded taxi stands in a certain area, McKinney Avenue and Bowl Street, from 8 to 1 o'clock. And so, you know, adults of drinking age, they can go and, you know, they can take a safe ride home. They've got taxis to take them home within a 15-mile radius. And so, Crown Royal is working to make sure people are drinking responsibly, those of age that can drink.
Well done. Jimmy Johnson, yep. Always our pleasure. Thanks for jumping in for a few minutes, and that was a great answer on the Boston College.
Yeah, that was good.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Coach.
Take care.